The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hold on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And I got to tell you, I love the name of the show off the bat. The greatest song ever sung poorly. The description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says the podcast that takes karaoke exactly as seriously as it should be taken. Every episode, host Adam Wainwright and Ed Conrad and they discuss an aspect of karaoke or music and play a short round of trivia on that topic, where one of them challenges the other with five questions related to the topic, along with an impossible bonus question. The bonus question! Then they're joined by someone, karaoke hosts and singers, musicians, actors, comedians, authors, with a connection to that topic, and feature that guest singing karaoke when possible. Here's the thing I like about that description. It doesn't sound like every other podcast. I like it. It could be a complete train wreck, and I think this is kind of what's hence sung poorly. I mean, when you're watching American Idol or The Voice or We Can't Sing, whatever, there's only something where somebody's getting voted off. We tune in for, especially American Idol, for the first week. Come on, William Hung was a household name. Maybe not so much anymore, but we like to hear people sing poorly. Their website is sungpoorly.com, and we're going to hear an episode right after this. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener and let's see what we can do together. And this isn't really the absolute first time I've heard this. I've heard their trailer before. I have another podcast called, this is again, very, very Dave Jackson, the Podcast Trailer Show. I'm a big fan of really obvious names for podcasts, but I like their trailer. Let's see if I like their episode.
Bad singers make things better.
The whole room roots for them, especially if they obviously are feeling shy or they're feeling self-conscious at all. Everybody wants to get involved and hoot and holler and clap and sing along with them and give them that support so that it boosts their confidence. That's what I've always found. Sure. Or people that are like really interesting performers and really going along with the song, but not singing it well, or just singing it in a very, very different style, like a totally different interpretation. Those are always the most interesting because you don't know what they're going to do. Like, there's no telling where this goes. And that is great also. That is super fun. It keeps me on the edge of my seat and it keeps me really engaged and on the side of the performer. Like I'm being performed with and not at.
Lord, I am water. All I got was gasoline.
Okay. This is like George Thorogood's illegitimate son or something.
And I tried to wash it clean. You know exactly what I mean. Lord, I have water.
Really, I don't think this is horrible. Not my favorite type of music, but okay. What's next?
Hello and welcome back to The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly, the podcast that takes karaoke exactly as seriously as it should be taken. I'm your creepy karaoke host, Adam Wainwright.
And I am also creepy, but kind of sexy co-host, Ed Kennard.
The creepy and the sexy, I feel like, are a necessary combination. If I were to describe our podcast vibe using those kind of adjectives, it would be creepy and sexy. And I think that's appropriate for both of us.
Well, Adam, it is creepy how sexy you are. So that makes sense.
I was going to say it's creepy how sexy you are, Ed, or it's sexy how creepy you are.
That All also right. might be true.
I guess that's what we do if we work in opposites right there. We have to go sexy. Ed, how are you? I know you had a big trip to Florida. You took a vacation. Tell me about it.
I got to go down to Podfest Expo in Orlando, which was a great time. Met so many wonderful people in the podcast space.
Did you get
Lined
COVID?
Up a lot of people that I'm going to have you talk to on the show because everybody down there loved karaoke. And I got to hang out with Mike and Joe from Friday Night Karaoke because their company was sponsoring one of the events. And I got to sing at Howl at the Moon on a stage to like 500 people. It was wild and wonderful.
That's a blast. That sounds rad right there. So here's the question I have for you, though, Ed. So do these karaoke loving podcasters have questions about karaoke? And how can they submit questions that they do have?
Well, some of them certainly do. And for you, our loyal poor singers, please hit our website up. There's a little red button in the bottom corner of the page that will take you to our pod inbox, and you can leave us a voicemail.
Pod inbox, really?
Karaoke advice questions there. And we would love to hear.
Do we have to put pod in front of everything?
On our show, talking about this thing that we all love.
Ed, what's an example of a good karaoke advice question? Like, if you're going to ask me a karaoke advice question, what question would come to mind right now? Like, so we can give them an example. Because I feel like
without
an
example, getting kind of bored.
So hit me with an example and I'll give you the response you can expect.
Adam, if I want to win over a crowd that I don't know, what kind of thing should I think about when picking my songs?
Just stripping. Just strip. That's going to be the answer. It's just a lot of stripping. Ed and I've done it. You can do it too. Done. See, karaoke advice. That's the flavor we're bringing to the show.
Please don't take his advice.
That should be a disclaimer too. Just never accept my advice. Hey, can I tell you about something that was really exciting for me in the past couple weeks here?
No.
Absolutely.
Let's get to the show.
Turn to karaoke. I did a karaoke, a singular karaoke. My brother got married in Kansas, so I found myself in Wichita, Kansas, and we had a free kind of evening after doing rehearsal dinner stuff, and I found the karaoke bar. And let me tell you, this place did not disappoint. I'm going to have to look up the name again because it was like an offshoot. I knew they had karaoke, so I just said, you know, Uber driver, take me to the karaoke. It was perfect. It was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted karaoke to be in that area. It was sort of divey. It had a really weird mixed crowd where I had four really old gentlemen that were sitting at a table right next to me. It featured a gentleman wearing a cowboy hat that had a cross on it that could sing like an angel.
Okay, I'm going to hop in here. You kind of ruined the story by saying it was a great venue. If you'd said I didn't know what I was going to get, I was kind of going into a creepy neighborhood or something like that, it would have had me going, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen next. But you've kind of already said this was a great night. So let's go back to the story.
That they called Pastor Jim. So it was just my type of crowd. I walked into this bar. Some dude looked at me and says, you're here. Yeah. And I said, yeah, let's go. And kind of just matched that energy. It's definitely my type of space because it was divey enough. The karaoke was good. It sounded good in there. The KJ was great. And it wasn't necessarily the people I was with type of joint. So I was like, okay, we're going to do one and we can get out of here, guys. I get it. It's not your spot. But I had a blast, man. It just felt good. And I also found a place near me actually does karaoke on Thursday nights right now. So they kind of worked their way back in since the pandemic. So I'll be hitting that up sometime very soon.
And that's where?
Hearing a full report on that, Adam.
You're going to get a full report on it, Ed. But before you get a full report, I feel like you need to step up to a challenge.
I am always ready for your challenges.
Okay, me too.
I'm gonna use this to transition very smoothly, might I say, to the karaoke trivia bullpen. So here's what you'll get. Five trivia questions based on the episode's topic. There are five questions today, Ed. No tricks up my sleeve. There's no varying difficulties. You're going to get five questions. Each question is going to be worth 1 point. So the top score for any round is 5 points. If you get stuck, you can ask for one hint per game. If you get all the questions wrong, you can still win by answering the impossible question. Get that one right and you get all 5 points. But remember, even if you save your hint, there are no hints for the impossible bonus.
Adam, have you prepared something wonderful to kick this off?
Ed, I'm going to give you a clue of what we may or may not be talking about. I'm not going to give you the category. I'm just going to play you this stinger. Goodness gracious. I hope you're ready. I hope you, listening audience, are ready for what I prepared for
you
today.
No. At Last by, what's her name? Patsy Cline.
At Last.
Oh, that's bad. That's a good kind of bad right there. Why are you making me wait to 8 minutes to hear this? This is hilarious.
My boring days are over. And life is like a song.
You have to have stones to pick this song. Oh.
You've outdone yourself, man.
I'm no Edda, but I thought I'd bring it to the table. So here's what we're going to talk about. Throughout the course of the show today, we're going to talk about songs that don't necessarily mean what you think they mean. We're talking to an author of...
Okay, this, again, is an easy, easy fix. Now, on the other hand, I'm going to say something right up front. It's hard to get right to the content. When I was a musician, we would just write it down as witty banter. There'd be like song, song, witty banter, another song. And it's hard to skip the witty banter or to keep it to a minimum. Your story, and I mentioned there, that story wasn't, it could have been so much better. You didn't have me going, I wonder what's going to happen next. Because you're like, hey, I went to this great bar. Okay. That's really all you have to say. What if you said, man, you know, I went to this bar I'd never been to. It was kind of in a shady place of town. I walk in and somebody I didn't know was like, hey, you're here. All right, get up there. There are ways to tell the story to keep people on their seat. My point is your description says you're going to do the lightning round thing. And that, whoever was it, is it Etta James or Patsy Cline? Whoever sings At Last, that was gold, my friend. And you made me wait 8 minutes to get to it. So when you think about it, which is more entertaining, that horrible karaoke on the song called The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly, or hey, I went to a great club? Yeah, so get the good stuff now. That doesn't mean your story should be stricken. I just put it towards the end for the super fans. Same thing with like how to ask a question. Well, first, let's get them sucked into the show, and then you could say, hey, you just heard a great show. You know how you can participate? Go out and click on the button on the website. I'm not sure putting that right up front. Get to the content as soon as you can. Now, again, that is easier said than done. On the School of Podcasting, I open up with a quick tip, and every time I do, I hear my voice from the podcast rodeo show going, get to the content. So it's easier said than done. But one way you can kind of think about this is whatever it is you're going to say in front of the At Last singing poorly that makes everyone laugh and spit things out. It's like, is that more entertaining? Is it more valuable? And my answer is no. So lead with your good stuff and get people sucked in so they put the phone in the pocket and then they're much more likely to listen to the rest of it. But I love the title, The Greatest Song Ever Sung. I thought the audio was fine. I thought you guys sounded good. You did a good job of saying each other's names so we knew who was who. I like that part. Don't forget, and I think you did this a few times when you're like, hey, Ed or Schnelly or whoever it was, you know, that's, you say each other's names so we can remember who's who. I think you did a good job of that. I heard that a couple times in there. But if you want to check it out, sungpoorly.com, a lot of potential there. I would just rearrange where things were because you heard me. I was kind of bored, and then, man, when the karaoke came in, the singing poorly, on the Singing Poorly show, you sucked me in and had me laughing hard. So get to the good stuff quickly. Now, if you would like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. Just go to podcastrodeoshow.com/store, and there are a number of different variations of getting reviewed. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, where I help you plan, launch, and grow your podcast. And until next week, take care and always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.